A little sequence from Riverdance, played by a brass band, in this case a Norwegian-British brass band, and we'll talk about the strange connection there of two cultures in a little bit. But I want to jump right in on thinking about this British brass band concert that's coming up this Sunday with Chris Grant, the conductor of the group. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Vern.
And specifically, you're in your third year there of conducting the British brass band. Talk about coming from a percussionist background and becoming a conductor.
It's always interesting because everybody's picture of the percussionist or the drummers in the back in the room and the guy that hangs out with the musicians. But I've always been interested in conducting and in band and whatnot, and so it's been a good transition, timing, and just being mm-hmm. a technical player and putting things together has been the exciting part for me. So I really enjoy being on the podium and just, you know, working things out rhythmically and harmonically. It's a really enjoyable for me.
Yeah, you're alluding to something that that strikes me about percussion. Several things. You're from the famous heritage of Marty Zuskowski, who also brought many qualities to you. But in that percussion training, you do approach things in some... Your minds work in some wonderful and interesting ways, don't they?
I mean, there's obviously a musical side, but there's so much the technical proficiency mm-hmm. part of it, or mm-hmm. maybe not necessarily being the timekeeper, but, you know, I come from a background of a lot of jazz as well and mm-hmm. a lot of rock and roll, so mm-hmm. a lot of things, a lot of foundational mm-hmm. roles, I guess, yeah. as a percussionist.
And making things work.
Yeah, definitely.
That you can't just play a pretty messy tune and let it go at that. You have to be better than that.
Yeah.
In a certain way. Well, anyway, now that we've established that, you're having a fine time conducting this band?
It's absolutely the most enjoyable night of my week. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people from different walks of life and different musical backgrounds, but it's been so enjoyable because everybody's very passionate about what they do, whether they're a full-time musician or an engineer or... Mm-hmm. Work in the medical field. Everybody mm-hmm. comes together to enjoy what we love. So that's the best part about Tuesday nights with the band.
And that is one of the points of the ensemble known as the British Brass Band.
Yeah.
It is designed to be avocational.
Yes, very yeah. much so.
And so, or amateur, or the root word of amateur, love.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Well, so you're doing a program. You always need a focus for any programming. So talk about the unique factors of Sunday's concert.
So this weekend we're going to be focusing on stage and screen. So most of our works are going to be based from ballets, operas, movies, and if not, there's some connections. One of our focal pieces will be The Four Scottish Dances by Malcolm Arnold, mm-hmm. which is not necessarily a film piece, but as a composer in England, I want to say probably just over 100 film scores, The mm-hmm. Bridge Over the River Kwai and The Thin Red Line. So. Mm-hmm. If not specifically from a movie or a stage piece, there's a lot of relationships to the composers that we're playing to other works mm-hmm. as such.
And so when you take the world of music and all the tunes one knows from these that get transcribed, can a British brass band pretty much do anything?
It's it's very interesting. We've played before pieces by Bach done in a disco version, or that's the fun part about the British Brass Band is they'll take popular melodies or popular works that a lot of people might know, but maybe just add a little bit more of a different flair or interest to it. So it makes it exciting for maybe your musical connoisseur, but just somebody that's familiar can latch on to something and be really excited mm-hmm. about it. So yeah, it's a very interesting genre of pulling different musical ideas from so many different styles and periods of music.
The concert, which is 3:00 at SFCC this Sunday. Do you have any soloists involved?
We have a couple solos. So we're actually going to be featuring Pat Barkley. He's our bass trombonist. He'll be playing Somewhere from West Side Story, Bernstein, which this year's Bernstein would have turned 100. So this is a big...
Got to do some Bernstein.
Yes. And then we're also actually on the... Bruce Brummett, one of our tenor horn players, is actually going to be playing a Glenn Campbell tune, the Wichita Lineman. And so that's not something that's in the classical vein, but it's interesting because Glenn Campbell's known for his country music, but it was also a phenomenal studio musician in the Gold Star studios in the 60s that produced a lot of tunes for Phil Spector and played all the Beach Boy albums and whatnot. So it's kind of interesting, just a really wide spectrum of styles and whatnot.
Okay, a couple of the solos with the British Brass Band. Let's take a quick break and hear something else from West Side Story, then come back and talk about the rest of this Sunday concert. A little bit of music from West Side Story, played by the ensemble known as a British Brass Band. And as Chris Grant was saying, they're doing a solo version with bass trombone of one of the songs from West Side Story. And talk a little bit more about the Malcolm Arnold Scottish Dances, because that, like you say, that's your symphony in a sense, isn't it? Your good, legitimate mainline piece.
It's our production piece. Yeah. So That piece has provided a lot more depth to the concert, a lot more challenge for the musicians. So in that sense, we're playing a lot of pieces that are just, you know, great and enjoyable, but that's going to be a tune that we can really work on articulations and concepts musically with the band. And there's a lot of depth of challenge for our cornet section, for sure, where wide ranges and lots of ornaments. So that's an exciting piece, and we took one of the selections over with us this past week into Seattle for the Brass Band Festival. Mm-hmm. So it's a four movement piece, and just really exciting standard. A lot of concert bands play, and we're excited to play it.
I assume that when you get inside a piece like that, you really see the skill of Malcolm Arnold as a composer and orchestrator and everything else.
Lots of depth and challenges, and just the way that things shift, or there's some of the movements where some of the polyrhythms are just really exciting in the ballad, there's this beautiful melody, but underneath sometimes it goes back and forth with this underlying triplet rhythm underneath. So it's a really cool color, but then you need to figure out, no, how do we get that balance so this is not obstructing anything? But it's amazing that he would take some of these. It's not necessarily challenging, but the way that it's orchestrated in the layers of rhythms makes it difficult to play, but yet this tension that's not necessarily tension, but just this depth to it. It makes it just very exciting.
Nice. And then among all the stage and screen things you're doing Slaughter on 10th Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about doing that and how that does or doesn't fit into the instrumentation you have.
Oh, it's very exciting because, again, the styles in there, it's great because it's not just like a dance tune. It covers... The beginning is very ominous and dark, and there are just these different moments, and there's a swing section and some calls and response. So there's going to be some throwbacks to some old school big band and some traditional rhythms that you hear it and be like, oh, this is old big band style, 30s and 40s. And so it's very exciting that way, and some just ornaments and the swing section, and it just builds. So it's very much another, the arrangement's very through the composition itself. It's just, there's a variety, which makes it exciting. So,
nice.
Yeah.
And finally, kind of, how's the brass band doing? Are you doing okay filling all the positions? Because that's a commitment from these people.
It is. It's amazing. Every season, somebody might be moving out of town and, shoot, who are we going to get to fill those shoes? And it's been great. Generally, the band has been... The most of the crew is a little bit older. It's usually guys in their 40s and 50s, and we're starting to see a little bit more younger blood in the group. So we have some young teachers in town and some recent college graduates. So it's been interesting. Or some of the players that had been sitting in the second row of the cornet section have moved up and really blossomed and matured musically and have become great leaders themselves. So and we have a great solid staple of guys that have been in the band for years, and so it's just a warm environment where everybody, it's very encouraging, and we grow together, we laugh together, we get frustrated at certain licks, but it's just a great community ensemble of just a great brotherhood in there. So it's awesome.
Lovely. Spokane British Brass Band, 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at Spokane Falls Community College. Thank you, Chris Grant.
Thanks for having me, Vern.